Give us a call at 800-222-5222. We're going to talk a little Bill Cosby with Gloria Allred, attorney. Gloria, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Dr.
So, shall we start with what's going on presently with Mr. Cosby, or would you like to give us an update on your case?
Either way, your call.
Let's hear about your case.
Okay. Well, this morning we went to L.A. Superior Court in Santa Monica, and we had filed a motion to compel Mr. Cosby to appear for a second deposition in our civil lawsuit, which we filed on behalf of Judy Huss versus Mr. Cosby.
And this was because he had refused to answer some questions, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, of course, we took Mr. Cosby's first deposition in October 2015 in our lawsuit. We're the only ones who have been permitted to depose Mr. Cosby so far, except for the deposition which he gave many years ago in the Andre Constant case in Pennsylvania. So we're very happy that the judge has ordered Mr. Cosby to appear for a second deposition in our civil lawsuit, and this means the court agreed with us and granted our motion to compel. And we regard the court's order today, Dr. Drew, as a complete vindication of our position on the motion to compel, and we're looking forward to Mr. Cosby's second depo and hope that further motions to compel are not necessary, but of course we're prepared to file whatever is necessary and appropriate on behalf of our client.
Can you talk about the specific questions or the kinds of things you'd like him to answer?
No, we cannot. The reason we cannot, Dr. Drew, is because that prior deposition and also the deposition of our client, by the way, our client had her deposition taken last Friday by Mr. Cosby's attorney, and the second deposition of Mr. Cosby, which has been ordered by the court today, are the subject of a protective order. But the motion for the protective order on the depositions will be heard on March 11th. In other words, the court will decide at that time whether or not the protective order on the depositions should continue or whether all or part of Mr. Cosby's deposition and Ms. Huss' deposition should be made public.
By the way,
the court also ordered Mr. Cosby to pay the cost of the second deposition, which we'll be taking of him. And the court ordered that he must appear for his second deposition by February 29th of this month.
Oh, so this is going to happen soon.
Very soon. And we just have to wait for his attorneys to give us some dates, and we'll give them some dates. And then we have to work out where it will be. You know, I indicated that, of course, I'd like it to be in Los Angeles, and then his attorneys are saying it would be a hardship for Mr. Cosby to come to Los Angeles. The first deposition we took of him was in Boston. It may be that we'll go back to Boston for his deposition. I'm not really concerned about that. More importantly is that we will now have the ability to take a second deposition of Mr. Cosby.
Is that where he's living now? Is he living in Massachusetts?
He does have a residence in Massachusetts, not in Boston, but in Massachusetts. Okay. So that's what's happening there, and of course we're very happy about the result.
And
I also have some comments on the criminal case today in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. I actually have to take a little break in just a second, so I don't know how far we're going to get into this, but I guess as it pertains first, before we get into what's actually happening today, I just have a general question about you mentioned you have a protected deposition presently. The fact that the deposition was reopened there in Pennsylvania, a protected deposition that was part of a deal they had struck, and again, that there's two aspects of that deal I think, if I'm not confusing things, have sort of become an issue. One is, did he agree to no prosecution or no prosecution by the DA, who says verbally, yes, that was the deal, but there was no documentation of that? And did they agree to the deposition being sealed, and then a judge just opened it? Aren't those both big issues?
I think I can answer both those questions,
okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, let me just say first that, you know, Mr. Cosby's attempt to avoid having to face his accuser in court in Pennsylvania and to have a jury decide his guilt or innocence in this criminal case has taken a strange twist. The former DA, that's Bruce Castor, who was charged with the responsibility of prosecuting crimes, testified reportedly today that he made a deal with Cosby's now deceased attorney that Cosby would not be prosecuted in order to clear the way for Cosby to testify in Andre Constant's civil lawsuit against him. Well, the alleged deal was not reduced to writing, and it was not approved by a judge. And further, there's no record of any such deal in the files or records of the DA's office, nor does anyone associated with the DA's office in Montgomery County, other than the former DA, appear to have any knowledge of any such deal.